This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
Featuring T-Hack and Aaron.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Okay, you guys, can you stop your origami for a second?
No, I need... Someone bring in a towel.
We need towels.
What are those things where it's like, pick a number, pick a color. What are those called that you used to make?
I don't know what you call those things.
What are those called?
I could never
bang in your hands, the little finger.
Yes, yeah, so you'd always have to have a girl make them for you because the girls always knew
how to fold them. Paper.
Yeah.
Okay, can I get us all on one page so people know what the hell they're listening to?
One on one page.
Oh, God. Okay. We want to know about the thing. Like, it's the post. It's the bombshell when you moved in together. The thing you found out. Like,
is it just a fortune teller? A paper fortune teller?
I think so. That's it.
We're doing a great job of getting everybody. Okay. It's mostly men. I think it's mostly going to be women that are calling in. But men can have it too. Where it's like, we all put our best foot forward when we're starting a relationship. And even when you're with somebody for months and months and months at a time, some things you just don't know until you move in. Mm-hmm. And we want to know what that bombshell was you got when you made the commitment. It's like your post-commitment bombshell.
Ooh.
Because for a lot of women, they're just like, he's so put together. He's so great. It's, oh my God, I love this guy. And then you move in together and you realize he's a flipping slob. He'll throw his clothes 4 inches from the hamper, but not in the hamper.
And like the wet towel, so it just like gets the carpet wet.
Can I tell you? Okay. So I have a couple things that people have told me that as they relate to the wet towel. Two things. I barely dry off. Like, I'm a very furry person, so I just kind of, I get out of the shower and I like throw it around my body, but I'm not like.
Really?
No.
Oh.
I just kind of air dry. I'm just walking around my house like letting it.
And about what time do you do this? Okay. Could you let us know?
But then I, okay.
Leave the blinds up?
But I just found out that then I'll like throw my towel over like my dresser for a while I'm doing other stuff. And
over your dresser?
Yeah, it's just like in my bedroom, right? So I'm like I put all my clothes on the bed and then I just throw my towel there and I'll put my underwear on, put my pants on, I'm doing all this stuff. And then I get distracted, go do whatever, and my towel
is on the
dresser.
So just laying on like the shelf of your dresser.
Yeah,
like on
the top. And I did not realize that that drives a certain type of person. They're like, you put wet towel on wood.
Yeah.
What? Why? Who cares?
No.
What do you mean no?
Yeah, that's not where it goes.
That, like, this is exactly what we're talking about. Like, it's some weird deal breaker that you never knew was going to be a deal breaker until you moved in.
It's not a deal breaker, but it's just like, that's dumb. Why do you do that?
But why would I not? What, so I have to walk into another room and hang it up?
Put or it
I
could on just, the towel rack.
Yeah, but that's in another room.
Okay, you're doing other stuff anyways.
Yeah, but I didn't want to walk back there. I just put it there.
Your house is so big.
No, but I'm just saying.
Have Jeeves put it over there.
Okay. It's not, what's it hurting, the towel or the dresser?
Both.
It's not hurting either of them.
It seems like it would hurt the dresser a little bit. Like, wood's not supposed to just get wet.
It's not that, first off, did you hear me? I don't really dry off, so the towel's not that wet.
Okay.
That's why you pointed that out.
I did point that, because that was part of my argument when I was trying to win.
Oh my God.
I mean, you know what I'm saying, right? Like, it's just one of those, she was just so irritated. She was like, are you really leaving that on the dresser? And I'm like, yeah.
It's just not where it goes.
It doesn't stay there forever, but it's like there for 45 minutes. to like swing back.
44 minutes till,
like,
too long.
No, it's not. Then I come back up to get my shoes. I'm like, oh, there's my towel.
I'm just extra. The towel's got to be hung up all the time. Yeah. It's going to get moldy. It's going to get stinky. I'm always self-conscious about I don't want to be rubbing a stinky towel on me. And
the reason we were doing origami when we started this is the towel thing.
Yeah.
Not about where you put your towel, but we got in an argument. Like, there was a Reddit thread about, like, what's the weird thing you found out when you moved in together? And one of them was they folded towels wrong. And I was like, everybody knows how you fold towels. And it turns out we don't fold towels the same, even in this room.
Yeah.
It would be a deal breaker for me if, and I think it's probably for both you and T-Hack, Aaron. If you start by folding a towel in half, you're doing it wrong. There's never a half. You're trying start to hide half? The, like, you don't want edges still. You don't want, like, the towel to be done.
But
you start with thirds so it's round on the sides. You always start folding a towel in
it's
thirds.
It's weird. I do that with, like, my hand towels that are
hanging,
like,
on the weird little round thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But the other towels, I don't.
Yeah, the big towels, I definitely go half.
Yeah.
No,
half,
every
half,
towel
half
starts
until I
at
can't
a third.
Anymore, and then
third. Always. What happens after that is anybody's guess.
Because I do prefer how it looks the third.
Yeah, third is the
way. I don't know why I don't do that with the actual towels.
Do you have to lay it on something like your dresser to fold it?
I do have to, like, hold it up, and then it's, like, all the way. It touches the ground from, like, where I hold it up.
So you're a chin folder.
Yeah.
You got to do the.
Yeah.
Chin folding a towel is the way to do it, I think.
Yeah.
Okay, I do it that way, but I still do half. The first fold is a half.
And hot dog or hamburger?
What the hell is a hot dog or a hamburger?
Hot dog, yeah.
Hot dog? Okay.
No, hamburger. Yeah.
What is the difference between a hot dog and a hamburger?
Yeah, the, like, fat way.
Hamburger.
Oh,
the fat way, hamburger. Okay. And then, yeah.
Hot dog is the long way.
How about portrait or landscape?
Is anyone ordering food?
No.
All right. So we've got a whole list of other things that, like, post-relationship bombshells, but we want to hear, like, the weird thing you found out only after you moved in together. 303-222-5423. Call, text, do whatever you need to do.
I remember when my wife and I first moved in together, and we had a house. It was the first time we were renting a house, and we had a grill for the first time. Her parents gave us a grill. I'm like, you know what? Let's grill out today. I'm going to throw some hot dogs, throw some the aforementioned.
Nice.
Yeah,
you mean towels?
And so I'm like, I'm going to throw some hot dogs on the grill. She's like, oh, that's great. I love hot dogs. She goes, but no Bernies on mine.
Bernies? What's a Bernie?
When it gets, like, crisp.
The black marks. Which is the best part of a hot dog.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I'm grilling it on the grill. And
yeah,
you
want it.
It's going to get Bernies.
Yeah, that's the point.
Yeah, and she's like, none. No Bernies.
You dumped her, right?
We're happily married to this day.
She makes her own hot dogs?
AHAC doesn't do Bernies.
She does no Bernies, yes.
What's her hot dog point? Look like?
I don't know.
Like a boiled hot dog.
It's like lukewarm. It's kind of barely. And then she doesn't put it on.
So you just have one side of the grill that you don't turn the burner on?
Basically, it just kind of, like, get it close to the grill. Like, don't let
it's
it touch.
Adjacent to the grill.
Exactly.
You hold it in the tongs.
It might get burning residue. Exactly.
You, like, tan it.
Exactly. And then she doesn't put it on a bun. She eats it on a plate. She cuts it up with applesauce. And it was like, I don't.
You are in a bad, bad mood.
Yeah, I don't know what we're doing here anymore.
Wild.
That's not a cookout for me.
I thought mine was bad.
Cool. Okay, what's yours?
Well, my ex, I learned, would take his toenails and chew them.
Oh, that's right. You have to finish this for the people who don't know, who didn't hear. This is the grossest thing.
Yeah. He would take his toenails and chew them because he would use them as floss.
Like, he'd literally clip his toenails.
Uh-huh.
And then put them in his mouth. And, like,
he wouldn't use his finger to, like,
it's just in his mouth and he's
and he would just, like, use his tongue to, like, push it around.
Oh my God.
And then,
oh my God.
No Bernies.
And then I didn't know when that was happening. So then I would kiss him.
On him.
And he would shove one in my mouth. Hey, no Bernies.
You had his toenail in your mouth.
But he folded the hell out of a towel. I'll tell you what.
I have one horrible that I want to say that's from Reddit. That I thought was the weirdest one in the world. And now I'm going to save it for when we come back with the calls, because
need a break after that one.
I want everyone to pull your cars over and imagine a grown ass man with a mouthful of toenails.
I don't want to.
And imagine Aaron just boinking the living snot out of him. I would. would check to make sure his toenails were long before I kissed him.
Was it his toenails? Or maybe it was his fingernails. I don't know.
I think it would be...
I honestly don't remember.
It'd be great if we stopped talking about it. Okay. All right. Weird thing you found out once you moved in. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're looking for the weird things you discovered only after you moved in. I promised one from this, the article that got us started.
Mm-hmm.
They realized that their sig other completely removed all of their clothing before pooping.
Mm.
Would they like shower after, or would they just like put their clothing back on?
Probably just put them back on.
That's weird.
Probably just wanted to.
Yeah, you keep the clothes out of that area. I don't hate it. I don't do it all.
All the time? You've done it?
I've done it.
And then
I can almost give you the pants, but no, not even the pants. You take your shirt off.
Yeah, because when you don't realize you're kind of stretching the elastic out of your underwear while it's down there.
Are you in a straddle?
Why are you manspreading?
Yeah, you don't manspread.
You're kind of like a football player. You can spread a little. I think you're stretching it.
I'm going to need to follow you into the bathroom.
Let's just edit this out.
we're live. I don't know how you edit it. Sonia?
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. What's the weird thing you found out when you moved in?
Okay, I've been waiting for this because I really want to complain about this. But when a man wants a dog, he wants his dog because I don't know why. But he don't take care of it. He don't take it to the vet. He don't even pick up the poops. And you know this dog don't like you. Like, this dog doesn't like you. This dog takes I can't say it on air, but you know, he does business next to your bed for you to wake up to and walk in on.
So
and
you're
just
saying,
for your man to just, yes.
The dog doesn't like you, but you're the one who has to take care of it.
I'm taking care of it, and this dog doesn't like me. And I get blamed for him doing his business next to the bed. Like, why didn't you take out the dog? It's not my dog. This is not my damn dog.
That's what. Do you want to maybe call back for an OPP? Because this feels like...
It feels fresh.
Like the poop you stepped in.
There we go.
Sonia, that's not a good dude you got there. Thank you for the call. Christy.
Yeah.
What'd you find out when you moved in?
Well, so I found these people on Craigslist when I was living in Maine, and they're the nicest people ever. And about 3 days in, they're like, should we tell her? And I was like, I hope that they're not swingers because that's not my jam. And he goes, no. He's like, I put my hand down my pants and hold on to my, you know, junk to make me feel better about myself. And I was like, you know, I'm like, that's a little weird, but I lived with them for 3 years, so I guess it's okay.
Okay, but when does he do that? Like in pressure situations or like...
Just when I'm cooking.
All the time. On the couch, anytime possible, like that was the jam. Like, I was like, this is weird. I was like, but, you know.
He just had a hand in there. It's comforting.
Hand down his pants all the time. Mm.
I don't know why. It's a little comforting to have it in a little bit, but I'm not
on the waistline.
On the waistline, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But not
grabbing.
Yeah, I'm not. I don't need contact.
I agree. Yeah.
No, I mean, it's almost hard to not have contact once you're in the waistline.
It was definitely a comfort thing. I mean, you know, like I said, I'd lived with them for 3 years, and I just would like look over on the couch. I'd be like, "Oh, dude, I'm like, stop."
Okay.
Can't you just be swingers?
It would be so much easier if they were just swingers. Thank you, Christy. That's lovely. Candy.
Yay.
What'd you find out after you moved in?
Well, I wasn't going to even call because it's kind of embarrassing, but after I had moved in with my then boyfriend, he told me he was a virgin until we had first hooked up.
And
you didn't recognize the telltale signs?
No.
So he was good at it?
I guess. He was like 32. I thought I was marrying the 40-year-old virgin.
I'm still not good at it.
Did you marry this guy?
Yeah. Been married for like 18 years.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
Wait. I'm in.
You do not. Nobody needs to be trained by you.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Get your singers ready, because here we go.
News. News.
No.
No.
News.
No.
News.
No.
No. only real hope is to decide if this is news or no.
Dick, did I just catch you putting one of your hands to your ear like you were in a recording studio?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
like, we were doing We Are the World?
Exactly, yeah.
There's a choice we're making.
There was so much drama behind that.
Did you watch that Netflix thing?
Yeah.
It's so good.
It's so good.
News.
Who bounced?
No.
To give Huey his line. Was that Prince? I think Prince bounced.
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
Prince bounced and then, yeah. And if we just believe, there's no lie we can fall. That was Huey's line.
Wasn't there something with Cyndi Lauper as well? Some drama with her?
She just went nuts on her line, but she did grab, wow. She did that like intro to her line. It was so good. All right, sorry, we hijacked news or nope. It's time for serious news.
Good evening. It's a beautiful day. Pete Davidson is in the news again. He removed all of his tattoos. Have you guys seen him?
He
got them lasered off. He's so hot.
Even without the tattoos?
Yeah.
Better with or without?
He had maybe too many because they were just so random.
Mm.
But I do love tattoos, so.
This sort of thing, I don't want to be this guy.
What?
But I'm just, there's no way to prove it to you.
Have you seen?
Yes, I've seen him on like Fallon and stuff and he's holding his arm up and he pulled.
No, but like he did a photo shoot.
Oh, I didn't, but like, he's not hot.
Oh, don't worry, I've got him bookmarked.
He's not hot.
Yeah, he is.
Pete Davidson wasn't Pete Davidson, he was just walking down the street.
Like, I'd be like, there are hot men
who you just go,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like Jason Momoa just has this thing.
Yeah, he would stand out.
Yes,
any
Brad
crowd.
Pitt has bone structure. Mm-hmm. There's just people. Pete Davidson, if before you find out he's funny, before you find out he's packing.
Here you go.
No.
Yeah.
There's no way. I'm sorry. It's just one of those things. Guys,
are you kidding me? He's so hot.
He's skinny now.
He's lost some weight. He's gotten into shape. Mm. He's gotten healthy. Like he truly seems mentally better.
Will you just please agree with me?
Yeah, I don't get it either. Okay. I don't.
But like men,
I got the tattooed version more because it was like, okay, he's doing a thing.
He's a bad boy.
Yeah, it's a look. And
he was a sad boy.
Okay, but
yeah,
you just can't say because there are Pete Davidsons at the average dive bar right now, and you would not go in there and drop an ovary on him.
I beg to differ.
You know what? I agree with her. Point. Good evening. If you're a Jeep driver, get ready to be upset if you haven't already been upset because Jeep has introduced full screen pop-up ads in their entertainment system. In the cars.
Shut up.
Yeah, so
in the
infotainment screens, they'll promote extended warranties, they'll promote Sirius XM, which...
Are you
kidding
me?
Boo!
Odyssey is free!
Yeah, it is.
Yes,
yeah.
Download the Odyssey app today. Today.
Absolutely, yeah.
Today. 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 It's just get used to it. Sorry. Oh, hey, it's Tiger for Big O. I heard the Big O spot plays a bunch on the Odyssey app.
Well, it's already sparked a lot of backlash. People don't like it. People don't like it at all. So.
Can I just say, as long as we're talking about the Odyssey app and Big O, you can still hit a Big O Tires today.
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm.
And drop off your cards for kids.
Yes.
Radiothon is tomorrow. We're raising money for Children's Hospital Colorado. The show's going to sound a lot different tomorrow.
Yep.
But if you know about it, great. If you don't, and if you think you know tomorrow's show and you're like, I can't listen, it's sad, you don't know anything.
Correct.
Right.
It is happy.
Mm-hmm.
It is. We are saving kids' lives and you can be a part of it. So listen tomorrow. If you want to donate today, our friends at Big O are actually matching your donations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Your donation's doubled. All you have to do is text KIDS, KIDS. To 51555 and Big O will double your money.
I'm going to repeat that because I hit my mic when he said the text words.
Yeah, I did notice it was like
the app
skipped. Text KIDS, KIDS to 51555.
How many fives were, was that a skip or was that just how many fives are actually in it? And again, this is your last day. If you've got cards, if you're from a school and you've got cards and we haven't been able to get to you, drop them off at any Big O location.
Yep.
Those guys come out to the hospital tomorrow.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so we'll be able to deliver. I'm going to tell you this. I don't want to spoil anything, but like we were hoping to get like 300 cards
yes.
to send up to the kids at Children's. forgetting that it's like RSV season and stuff. So there's probably like 500 kids up there. I'm gonna tell you, we dwarfed.
Oh my gosh!
What we were looking for. Just heard from Big O Longmont today, and they said that an assisted living center dropped by.
Wow.
And dropped off cards that they had made during craft time.
Oh.
Wow.
My heart.
So.
Thank you, everyone who's given cards. Like, you're making a huge difference.
100%.
Yeah. Awesome.
Good evening.
Good evening.
If you feel like spending time alone, you're not alone. Calling in some me time actually increases positive feelings.
What?
Yep.
All I do is alone time.
Well, okay. Maybe not all of it should be good. Just like here and there.
So they're saying that...
Me time is good. Okay. Enjoy your me time. Treat yourself.
So be less clingy and codependent.
Correct.
Good luck. Good luck.
Good evening.
Good evening.
This just in.
Just in. Breaking news.
When it comes to kissing, more people, twice as many people, turn to the right. They lean their head to the right. Then to the left when kissing. And this is something you develop in the womb before you're even born. You develop your preference. And I want to ask around the room, what way do you turn?
Right.
Bring it in. Bring it in.
No.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I am so anti-soup that I really want to talk about this. I'm so anti-soup that I've become anti-pho.
Are you kidding?
I am. Mm. And I know people say pho is really good.
I could eat it every single day.
Oh my God. Then you got to teach me like how to get it right.
Oh, it's so good.
I'm with you. Anti-soup. Lead the way, Slacker. I'm right behind
you. But is it because I don't want to put your parents in a weird spot, but you were poor or not poor? How poor were you?
No.
Middle class?
Middle class, yeah.
I think my parents were kind of middle class, right? Sort of-ish.
Yeah.
Soup is a way, you know, that every country, what's America's poor food? Like in Brazil, it's feijoada. It's like you take all the meat you didn't eat and you've always got rice and black beans and you just throw all the meat and stuff and it's just like this. It's like jambalaya. Jambalaya is like, well, we had ribs yesterday and we had shrimp today and we had this. And it's like, just throw all that meat in with rice and we get a whole nother 2 days worth of meals out of it, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Soup is the meal after that. Soup is... We ate all the ribs and we did all that and then we made jambalaya.
You're not having the right kind of soup.
That's what soup, all soup sucks.
No.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
It's soup is meat water. It's so bad. Or it's vegetable water. It's so bad. Like,
leftovers, throw it in a pot.
It's like the last day. Well, we ate all of the ribs. There's still the bones. Throw them in water and the water will taste like ribs. And then we'll eat that. Cut some potatoes up in it, and then it's a hearty soup. It's meat, water. It's so bad. And you cannot convince me. Aaron, darling love kitten, I'll sit down with you and eat a hearty stew all damn day. But if it ain't chunky, it eats soup that eats like a meal, I don't understand condensed soup where you add the water.
Yeah. What about like a chicken noodle soup when you're sick or anything?
Not thick enough.
It's not thick enough.
Pho is just a big bowl of broth with meat in it. Can I just have the meat? Rice noodles and vegetables. Can I just have that? Why do I have to have all that water?
Because it warms up everything else.
Why do I have to want the water? I don't want the water.
You need the water.
Why do I need the water?
Yeah, everything gets mushy and stuff. What about Progresso? Is it Progresso? Is that what it is? Those are supposed to be chunkier. My dad would come home for lunch and he would eat a can of Progresso soup.
Is that
like
the one you
day.
Don't add water to?
I don't know.
The Campbell's ones you do. If it says condensed on it, I don't get it. Okay, Aaron.
Yes.
Bring us into the soup world. Tiak and I are anti-soup. Tell me a soup that is going to like sweat. And by the way,
you guys don't want like a chocolate...
Hold on. 303-222-5423. Text in. Give me a soup to jump into.
Broccoli cheddar.
That's not soup.
It is soup.
That's a runny black-eyed pea appetizer. It's like they had too much of their broccoli rice casserole and they're like, add some water to it, call it broccoli soup.
Yeah, it feels,
I'm just saying it's a way
to
stretch.
Dip a chip in it or something.
Yes!
It feels like, yeah.
Like, there's one soup.
Tomato? Would you do a tomato with a grilled cheese? That's the one soup I ate growing up.
That's the
only
soup I eat too, but it's just a dipping agent. It doesn't feel like the same thing.
Do you
finish it? Or do you just use it to dip your grilled cheese into?
I dip the grilled cheese.
And then what?
And then I'll put a couple of the oyster crackers in.
Does the soup ever get like...
No, somehow the
soup... Of course not.
It's never gone.
Because soup sucks.
It's never gone.
Soup is terrible.
It's so good. There's even new trends where like I made lasagna soup not too long ago.
You're still doing it. Here's a delicious thing. You don't just go just add water to a great thing.
What You're if not it was just mushy?
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Other people's problems. We abbreviated OPP. What do we have?
We have Stacy today. She has a budding romance, perhaps, at her job.
Oh, no.
Her job.
Okay. This is always a great idea. Stacy?
Yay.
Yay.
What's, can I just help you? Don't do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't. Okay, what's going on?
No. So I have this huge crush on one of my coworkers.
Okay.
We kind of always talk to each other and, you know, sometimes it just feels a little flirtatious and stuff. And so I'm always like, ooh, I like this. And he's usually in a relationship, but he told me the other day, like a week last week, that he and his girlfriend broke up. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, ooh, is this my chance to ask him out? You know, and if he doesn't, if I'm like not reading the signals correctly, will it make it weird at work? do I make the move or do I wait for him to make the move? Like maybe he is thinking about asking me out, but you know, it's just that like, he's really handsome and really kind. And I'm just like, if I don't do this now, he's probably going to find another girlfriend real quick. Somebody else is going to jump in.
You guys are
going to
be in that
I mean?
Sitcom thing, yeah, where you have a boyfriend and he doesn't, and then back and forth, mm-hmm, back and forth, back and forth. Mm-hmm. Do you think
Aaron's drooling already?
Do you think there's a chance? Do you think there's a chance that you're missing this? That like, here's the thing. I think guys misread signals all the time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like guys think she likes me, but girls don't. You're way, like, mm-hmm, if a girl is semi nice to me, I immediately assume we're sleeping together. It's gonna like, yeah, that's
thus the trend of dudes leaving their numbers on their receipts at restaurants. And
thank
stuff.
You.
Like, oh, the server was kind.
She put a smiley face on there. She clearly wants to get in bed,
yes,
with me.
I'm in.
Right. And so, no, but you're a girl. So are you sure you're not inflating this in your head?
The inflating of him liking me back?
Yes. Because you're like, I don't know, you just think he's kind and like, and right. I feel like you're trying to say, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, but you're like, he told me he broke up. So it's like,
yeah,
mm-hmm, yeah, that's him like going, here you go.
This is your,
yeah. Like,
that stuck out to me too, because it seems like,
why would he tell you?
Right. I mean, we,
oh,
working
you
here.
Because you guys don't just have conversations like, oh, anyway, I broke up with my girlfriend with other women.
I have those conversations with two groups of, okay, it pretty much encompasses everybody, but it's like two groups of people, like sort of people that I don't care about. Not that I don't care about, but that I'm never going to sleep with. And then, uh-huh, definitely the ones who I want to sleep with. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Because you're like, I'm
the
telling
opposite sides.
Tiek and,
yeah,
Aaron, I'm getting a divorce. I'm not trying to sleep with either of you, but I'm just telling you things are going to get
rough. Come on.
Sorry. I thought I thought Tiek would be the most disappointed there. But then I would definitely float it out there to the cute.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And that's, I'm wondering, because we working at a radio station is not like
normal.
Not a normal workplace environment. So we're very, right, open with each other and all that. It seems like if you're in a professional environment, if he's saying things
in
like
cubicles.
Yeah. Like, right. Oh, yeah, he's peeking over. By the way, I'm single.
I'm single.
Coming back down.
But it's, yeah.
Let me, okay. 303-222-5423. That's the text line. That's the phone line. We need lots of people on the phones telling her what to do. So you're asking if you should ask him or wait for him or what?
Right, exactly. Like, is this my chance? Is it weird for the girl to ask the guy, especially since he just broke up? You know, is it too soon?
No,
but then it is that thing of like, but somebody else is going to ask him if I don't.
Do you know how long they were together?
Like, so with him, he sees people. Like, I've known him for like 3 years, and he's had maybe two girlfriends since then, and like seeing some people. So this last one is about a year.
Okay. Okay. I'm just going to say, like, when I got a divorce of 16 years of marriage, I would have slept with somebody right away, but I didn't want to get in a relationship right away.
That's what I was thinking. It seems like he would probably, and I'm totally assuming, would not want a long-term relationship right now. So to be like, I'm going to hook up with my coworker, the one person I see every single day, and maybe, I don't know what his role is to your role, if you're higher up than him, he's higher up than you, like, that's just way too much.
They'll work out the details.
That's way too much. The phrase of, like, don't poop where you eat or whatever it is, just no. I'm a hard no on this.
But they've already, you've known him for 3 years, you said, and he's kind of, it seems like he's letting you know about the women he's dating, you know, like, is that normal if you're not kind of like, hey, tell me to break up with this girl, please? Like, somebody tell me, like,
but you guys know who I dated.
Yeah. So the first girlfriend that he had when I knew her, he didn't tell me.
Oh.
This was like the, you know, 2 years ago or whatever when he broke up with her and then kind of started seeing somebody, but that didn't really work out. And then this is the other girl. And this is when the one that he was telling me about.
I see. Okay.
So the longer we've known each other, and like, that's the thing is that like, I think we're flirty at work. But I mean,
I hope you're right.
They're already breaking protocol. Why not? I also think, I don't know. It's like, people switch jobs all the time. Now we have stories about that all the time, that like your job, you don't have a career anymore. You just are job. So is it worth, if you really feel like you like this guy, to go, but my job that I might not be working at in the next 2 years anyway, you know?
I wouldn't risk my job for a female.
It would just be like the awkward thing, because we have the same like level job. We do like the same thing.
Okay.
So he's not my boss. I'm not his boss.
No, that answers Aaron's question, and I was going to double back to that, because it's like, if one of you is a supervisor, then I'm all the way on Aaron's side. Like, it's a hard no. If you're if you're genuinely equals, there's no real HR complications.
Mm-hmm. Right. But the awkward thing is if I'm like, hey, got a crush on you, and then he's like, okay, that's weird. We're just friends.
Okay, weirdo,
then
bye.
It's going to be weird at work, you know?
Well, what if what if we called him?
No.
Oh.
No.
Why not?
Why not? It won't be weird. What if we're like the middleman?
Oh, you're
What if I hit on him?
You're right. You're right, you guys. I'm stupid. You're right. Like, walking up to him. Walk up to him at work and go, I kind of have a crush on you.
Don't do that.
Not awkward.
No.
Calling him on a radio show that at any given time, 3 to 7 people might be listening to. Is less awkward.
Yeah.
But we're the middleman. It's like you send your friend with the note over to the girl you like. We could do that.
Yeah, I do like doing that. It's like my friend over there likes you, but then you run over there and you're the friend.
Are you 8?
He'll either like Stacy or he'll like Aaron. So either way, maybe he'll like you.
Wait, but you're not considering that.
I mean, if you guys
Okay, we'll discuss it. We'll discuss it.
Why not?
Because if it goes terribly, what do we do then?
Like, we solved it. Then don't do it.
Then it's going to be awkward and work.
Don't work with her.
That's true.
Okay, Stace.
Then we'll have another OP meeting. She'll call back in.
All right, just hang on. Don't move. Okay.
I think, why not?
I'm down.
Yeah. I'm like curious at this point.
I'm tired of celebrity like drama gossip. I want to know what's going on in this work environment.
Yeah. 3 years.
All right. So if you have advice for Stacey, 303-222-5423. If Tiak and Aaron get their way.
Yeah.
2-1. His vote is weighted. His vote is worth more. His name's on the show, but.
All right, we either talk to this dude or talk to you next.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're dealing with Stacey's OPP. Against my better judgment, some things are about to happen here.
We won!
2-1.
Stacey she's got a crush on a coworker, and he just informed her. They've known each other for like 3 years. He just informed her that he broke up with his girlfriend. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And she says they're flirty a lot back and forth at work. It's just the timing's never...
You never know
there.
If someone's just like that charming of a person or if there's more intention behind it.
Yeah.
Okay, so Stacey.
Yay.
Here's the deal. T-Hack has Doug on the phone. Doug is sitting in an antechamber off the way. If we one more time, you really want to do this.
Mm-hmm.
But
I've had a crush on him for probably 2 out of the 3 years.
Okay. That's
Let's get the answer. Let's figure it out.
Pull the Band-Aid.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my God. This is not how... Okay.
So then we can move on together.
Here's what I'm thinking. Here's what I'm thinking. We're going to pick him up and we got to do some radio things with him. We got to tell him he's coming on the show and the whole thing. Although I think T-Hack has already probably informed him it's a show.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't talk.
Okay.
If you can just be quiet and let us do our thing... And we'll get an answer for you. If it starts going great, jump in there and tell him you love him or whatever. Or just but like just
But if it goes
don't put that energy out there. But I just need you to be quiet. Because I want you to hear it. Like when we put you on hold, it's complicated. You may not be able to hear the things he's saying if we put you on hold, just like he can't hear us now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So
I promise I will not say a word.
Be quiet. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Doug?
Yeah.
Hi, Brian.
Okay. I know you know this. It's a Slack show. T-Hack, Aaron, and I are sitting in here, and this is really awkward, and this is against what I wanted to do. I just want you to know that.
Yeah. Take the lead, boss. Go ahead. Me and Aaron are right behind you.
So we are to understand, a little birdie told us that you recently broke up with someone.
Yes. Yeah, I did. I recently broke up with my girlfriend. How do you guys know about that?
That's where this whole awkwardness comes in. Hold on. Can I just ask a quick
question? Right
no.
Why
we're
am
right
I
here.
Doing this?
We got you.
Yeah, the Slacker Show.
Okay. I don't want to do... Okay.
Sorry. I'm nervous. We heard a little birdie.
Thanks, buddy. You take over.
Okay, a little birdie told us.
I did that part.
Was that?
Can I ask you, Doug? What did you break up with her? All we know is that you guys are no longer together. So you broke up with her, or she broke up with you?
I broke up with her. I felt bad for a while. I mean, we were together for about a year. It's one of those things where, I mean, there's a certain point. I think everyone has a relationship where it's like, am I already in too far? It's like you want to give it some more time, see where it goes. And I think I was probably putting up with things that I shouldn't have been for a while.
Okay. I know this is awkward, buddy, but like, you have a coworker named Stacy, right?
I do.
That's who told us. And the reason she told us was not out of an abundance of concern that you were sad or mopey or... you know, in a bad place. She told us because she has had a crush on you for a significant amount of time. I don't want to make you feel weird, but it's a kind of a long time. She feels like some of that is reciprocated and would... We're basically... this is why...
We're passing you the note. Like,
yes,
we're letting you know she feels...
What's the note?
She has
Does the note say, do you like Stacy? Check yes or no? What is the...
Yeah.
You know Stacy, right?
Yes.
Very well. Yes.
Okay.
I'm kind of speechless right now. I mean, I always thought, when I first met Stacy, I thought she was beautiful and really, really great person. I mean, we've been friends for the last 3 years, and I mean, I always had a girlfriend, and I guess the timing didn't work out, and I never would cheat on anybody. And honestly, I thought she looked at me as more of a friend. I mean, we joke at the office, and I had no idea that she was interested in me. Wow.
You're not answering the very specific question.
He's processing.
Do you like Stacy? I mean, you thought she was beautiful. But you felt friend-zoned, or you felt you were unworthy of being outside of anything but the friend zone. And this is a wow moment for you. Like, Stacy called us to ask if she should approach you and ask you out. And the the brain trust of the show decided we should call you and do that. This is going way better than I had hoped.
So if you want to, we want to take the hit, I guess. We're standing in as like we're the middleman here. So what do you have an answer?
Did you think this through, Hack?
No,
how about you, Aaron?
Clearly no.
No, okay. This is great.
Do you like Stacey, Doug?
Jesus.
Yes, I do like Stacey. I'm in shock because I didn't think that she liked me back. And wow, this is, oh my God. I've had feelings for her since I met her, really. So, I mean, I don't know if she's listening right now, but yes. I mean, if she's interested, I, oh my God, this is, wow.
It's Stacey, hi.
Oh my God. I wasn't expecting you to get radio people involved, but I'm kind of glad that you did if you're too afraid, because I've liked you since we started working together.
Oh my goodness. That is, yeah.
Okay. All right. So, I mean, what do we do? I lean towards the negative, so I don't like how this is working out.
You were wrong.
What I was trying to say. I mean, Stacey, how does it feel to know that this is one of those star-crossed lover things? I mean, we've all been in that situation, and like I said, sitcoms are based on it. But it turns out you guys' stars did align, and you both do like each other, so.
I mean, when he said that, I'm still blushing right now because I'm just like, I guess I didn't have to be afraid of talking to you in person, but like, I mean... I guess now we can go on a date outside the office.
Okay,
that would be great, Stacey. Wow, yeah. that
how much longer?
Like,
let's see how happy they are. No,
we have to join them.
No, we're not.
We're in this together.
I'm going to say this: I've let you two have one terrible idea today, and you're cut off.
Congratulations, you two.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
I guess we'll just figure out the job stuff later.
Yeah. No, everything's going to be great. Stacey, I have to be honest, I was ready to pounce on these two on your behalf because I thought this was going to go badly for you, but congrats. Doug, you sound like an amazing dude. Name your first child Slacker. Should you procreate?
Yes. Yep.
We helped. We helped.
We did. No.
If it's twins, you can name one of them Taryn Hack. hang on, guys. That was... So do I have to apologize?
You know what? I have to say, though, I was wrong, too, because I said you don't poop where you eat or whatever the phrase is.
Oh, they're pooping.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
All right, listen up, gentlemen. Or ladies, I guess, but mostly gentlemen.
Okay.
If you're thinking about proposing, Valentine's Day, obviously, is a day that you just...
It's a very romantic day.
Mm-hmm. A day for love. Yeah.
Yeah. Let me help you all out. Don't do it.
Why?
There's a question out on the interweb. Is it tacky? I don't even care about that part, but first we can examine that. Is it tacky?
It wouldn't be my preferred.
Correct.
Day.
Hack?
He's sweating.
Oh my God.
Can I phone a friend?
Did you propose on Valentine? Oh my God, he proposed on Valentine's Day.
It was the day after. It was February.
You
was,
proposed on Valentine's
did
Day.
Did you forget?
It was just at midnight or something. You've been out all night, and then you're like, "Oh, that's right."
No, it was February 15th. So I was a DJ, so I DJ Friday, Saturday nights. And back then, I had a gig, and money was very tight. And so I was like, I need to work a gig. She understood. I said, we'll go out the next day. We'll go out the 15th for Valentine's. And that's
so you proposed on your Valentine's.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But everyone else was thrown off the scent because it was like, oh, that's over.
Yeah, that's the 15th.
You know? Yeah. I was kind of the farthest away from Valentine's Day, if you look at it.
Literally not the farthest.
300 and, well, the neck. Yeah.
Was she surprised?
I think she was. I did a lot of weird stuff with it. I kind of dropped the ball.
you admit it.
I dropped the ball a little
bit.
You
didn't do a scavenger hunt.
No.
You didn't take her to all the places you've kissed her or boinked her.
No.
You didn't.
Why would you want to? Yeah. No.
No, you've never seen that. I do think that's kind of cute. Like you just.
No.
It's not. There's. It's not a you scavenger hunt where you got to find them all, but it's like. Like we
Here's
jump in the
back
car.
Of the bar, honey.
Well, yeah. Like you drive her to Wash Park, and you go. You just. It's like let's go for a walk, and you're walking, and then you stop at that one park bench. You go. This is the first place we ever made out. And it's like, oh, that's cute. It's like,
what
let's
if
go
you
grab
don't remember, or what if you get it wrong, and you're like, that wasn't me, that was some other
Correct.
Girl.
So that is a swing that you gotta know. Women can pull that off much more than men. We remember where we boinked you, though. We just don't remember, like, the non... Because you guys are like, it's the anniversary of the first time you ever held my hand. You're like, what? I got a, what? How would I remember
yeah,
that?
Yeah, that's too specific.
Yeah, I don't... Or it's the first time you told me my eyes were pretty, and you're like, okay. Remember we were at the... And you're like, I don't...
But that beanbag in the dorm room, I remember that.
You know what I'm saying? So you didn't do any of those
cliches? No, we went to dinner. So it's the day after. I think it was a Sunday, if I remember right. It was a Sunday. We went to dinner, and I remember having the ring in my my overcoat, and it's in a huge box. Weirdly,
yeah,
which
hard to hide.
We need to fix that somehow as a society. Yep. Like, get a smaller box. But then after dinner... okay.
Sorry. sorry for throwing you off on that. Just letting everybody know. Just looking for a smile.
After dinner, I knew she loved carousels, and I had a carousel rented out for like a private. We were going to go around the carousel, and I was going to propose. But
are you trying to be classy?
That's really cute.
You mean merry-go-round, right?
No, those are different.
It's exactly the same.
No, yeah, they're different.
It is a carousel. It's called the Heritage Carousel. It's in Des Moines.
They're different. I don't think carousels go up and down as well.
Not all the horses do.
Not all, but they have some merry-go-rounds I think are literally just around.
Does one go clockwise and one go counterclockwise? Please text into three. We
had the same conversation as I was down on one knee. Is this a carousel or a merry-go-round?
Well, if it's called that, but that doesn't mean it's right. 303-222-5423. You had it backwards.
No.
They're the same.
Yeah, they're the same.
Oh. So... What you are trying to say, a friend of mine just taught me this. I forget the last words. You were right. I was wrong. I love you. Something, something, something.
Wait, are you being serious? There's like a saying?
Yeah, you're supposed to say something. It's like a way to like, or maybe it's just in their family they do that. But it's like, this is the moment where you're just like, dang it, I was like, but you haven't done the sorry part to me or told me that I was right. You were right. I was wrong. I love you.
I'm not seeing anything on Google that continues
that.
I'm going
to text that person. okay. You were right. I was wrong. I love you. Let's bone. No, but
no,
I don't want you to
no.
say that. But it's like, it's something. You were right. I was wrong.
Interesting
I feel like
family.
It's not that. It's like, let's move on or something. I don't remember.
Oh, okay. All
anyway.
Right.
Carousels, merry-go-rounds. Turns out.
So I knew that's where we were going, but I knew she would know. She would pick up where we were going, so it's so tacky, it's cringy. I blindfolded her and I drove around for a while.
In a small town, you tried to throw
Des Moines.
Her.
There's like
Des Moines.
Five turns there, yeah, so she wouldn't. She would know.
Up getting a little car sick.
As she would. Oh my God, you dumbass.
No. Yeah.
Are you serious? Oh, you didn't think it
I
through.
I wanted to throw her off, but I think, to answer Aaron's question, I think she kind of knew, okay, well, something's happening. Like, he doesn't
blindfold me on the reg.
Yeah. Most of my dates don't, yeah. So, and then we ended up there, and it was the day. I remember the day being so cold. It was, like, just frigidly cold, and we went to breakfast with her family the morning of. And of course, they didn't know that I was going to do it that day. I'd asked for their permission and all that, but they didn't know it was the plan. And her dad just kept going like, man, it is so cold out there. I would not want to be outside today.
Shut
like,
up, dude.
You'd do anything to stay inside all day. Like, I would.
Stop talking.
It's going to get even worse tonight. Tonight's going to be even colder.
Can you imagine being on a carousel?
I know. I was like, shut up. And because I kept being like, I think it's okay.
Yeah.
Nice jacket, maybe a
If you're
scarf.
Blindfolded, that keeps your eyelids warm.
So I think it was tacky overall, probably a little. I would have changed a couple things. I'd be smoother with it now.
Well, if you're on your way to a proposal, like if you're thinking of this, okay, here's all I'm saying. Tacky or not, don't do it.
Not on the day itself.
Correct.
Yeah.
Or even on the celebration of that day. And let me tell you why. Pull up a chair.
Okay. Why?
Because if you've proposed to her on a random Tuesday, when you break up, that's your ring. you get it back.
Oh.
But if you propose to her on Valentine's Day, that's her Valentine's gift, and she gets to keep it. So take it from somebody who should have a pile of rings laying around.
No.
Don't do it on her birthday, Christmas.
Okay.
Easter.
Wow.
Immaculate Conception.
That's so sad. Yeah,
they don't teach you this in school at all.
Valentine's Day! Don't do it!
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We've spent decades on the show doing things about numerology.
Yes.
Astrology.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Genealogy.
Yes. Poo-poo-ology.
Yeah. A lot of that one.
All the ologies.
Yes. Biology.
Well,
not
microbiology.
As much.
Shrimp gumbo, pineapple shrimp.
Yes, now, yes.
Jumbo shrimp.
Jumbo shrimp.
You got me the legs, Lieutenant Dan. Ice cream. I can't. I'm done.
Okay,
I'm out.
I know. We're all very punchy today. Today it's colors.
Yes.
We're going to talk about colors. There's a psychologist study out about what your favorite color means. I want to point out a couple things that have happened just to set the stage for people listening. It's a fairly extensive list. There's 10 colors, and I don't know that we're going to go through them all. I'm sure we can post them on socials or whatever.
Sure.
But instantly, Aaron was like, these are all positive. This sucks.
Yeah, I was assuming that, like, someone would be negative. Yeah. Like, if your favorite color is red, like, red is always, like, feisty. So it's like, you're irritable.
It seems like you'd be angry if your favorite color is red.
Really?
Kind of. Although, bulls hate red, and they're kind of angry.
That's a lie.
So that would be...
I think it's just a color they can see. I think they're...
I thought it was just, like, fabric.
No, I think
waving a piece of fabric.
No, because the matador is standing there in fabric. Why doesn't it just go for the red
it's
fabric?
It's not blowing in the wind.
Oh my God.
Hold on, let me Google it.
Here's the thing. Don't you think when a woman wears a red dress, she is projecting just like, Jesus, there's a song, Lady in Red. Just
they are irritated by the movement of a red cape.
Yeah, but it's a red cape. I think if you did a green cape, they'd just be like...
Because red is feisty and fiery and...
I don't think the bull is thinking that. I think the bull sees red as something else.
The bull is going after the movement. The color doesn't matter to the bull.
Does.
The color matters
Text
to us
does
because
the color...
we... I am reading Google.
I know, but you just
But you
reading...
said red cape. The
because
movement
that's what
of a red cape.
Because the capes are always red.
But they're always
because
red.
We
there
pick
has
them.
To be. You understand what I'm saying?
Bulls don't hate the color red because they are colorblind to red. Instead, they are irritated by the movement of a red cape.
So you're saying we could have green capes, but they just chose red, so we'd be irritated.
So we would be like, oh, they're angry.
Bulls text in 303.
Also, why do you have nose rings?
5-4-2-3. Yeah, I agree. They were.
Yeah, the septum ring's a bold move, right?
A bold move. We're punchy today. You said it.
We were going to get into this whole list of colors. Let's just start with red since Aaron did it.
Okay.
Instead of it being you're angry and you're a devil worshiper, it means you honor strength, health, and passion.
Okay.
You're energetic and action oriented. You're sometimes aggressive, it says.
Okay.
You're determined to meet your goals, but exceed them.
And you have a fiery attitude. Okay.
Yeah,
red can
so
also
good.
Be an angry color, so you're probably a bit notorious for having a short temper.
See,
thank you.
There
thank
was
you.
A
okay,
negative.
There was.
All right,
I just didn't read it all.
When we pick another color, just skip to the last sentence.
Okay.
I'm sure the negativity is in the last
Perfect.
Sentence.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Does everybody in this room have a favorite color and no, you can't choose mine?
I have one. I don't know what yours is, but
you know exactly what mine is.
Oh, yes. I
only
do.
Have
okay.
one color
sorry,
I wear.
Sorry.
Well, that's I have a problem with that, with my favorite color, because growing up is like, well, what boys were blue? Just all the boys, like the cool boys.
It is weird. Why did we all
blue.
Do that?
I don't know. All the, it was like one guy did it and everyone's like, he's cool. I'll do blue.
Do you have a shade of blue you like more?
No, and I don't even like blue, but that's just what
yeah,
I say.
Yeah, you
it's
do,
my fa-
don't you?
I
don't picture him as a blue guy.
You're more of an earth tone guy. If I had to call your favorite color, I'd say brown.
probably.
Yeah.
But then it's a shade of brown because you don't wear poop brown.
No.
I mean, maybe your shade
kind
of
kind of like a vintage brown, kind of a washed brown.
Like a tan.
Beige.
He's
dusty.
Beige.
He's very beige.
Yeah, a gravel maybe.
Do you know what beige is?
He's wearing a beige sweater.
Your basic beige.
Basic
okay. isn't bad though.
Yeah.
I wasn't saying it was bad.
Okay.
It is him. He just wants to be
So
neutral.
Should I go with brown as my favorite?
Yeah.
If brown's
before you say yes, is what you wear your favorite color? Or is it just what you feel like? Is there a color?
No, to me, I picture like if I were to buy a new notebook, what color would I want the notebook to be?
Yeah, my answer is the same for everything. But like, I'm thinking of my ex-wife. No, not because of that, but I'm for the color thing. If I were to buy her flowers, there's one color of flower I would buy. Yellow. She loved yellow flowers.
Oh, okay.
I don't think she owns a single stitch of yellow clothing.
Hmm.
So it's like, how do you say what your favorite, what color is your car, Tiak?
It's black.
But that's not your favorite color.
Black would probably be, but it's,
in the running, but you almost never wear black. You wear black pants.
Yeah, but I wear like beiges and creams and stuff. Is cream
a color? So which is...
I don't know. Like, and it's just like, you, who wants a red sports car? Oh, every guy wants a red. Like, that'd be sick. But I don't like red as my color.
I never wanted a red sports car.
Never ever?
When I drove one through Utah.
Ah.
And I passed a cop going about 100. But they didn't have the cop lights on the top.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, they pulled me over and it was like, shouldn't be out here in a red car, boy. And I was like, man, I get it.
You're going 100. You're going to get pulled over.
But I didn't know he was a cop.
Doesn't matter.
Should have been in a dusty brown car, boy.
All right, so we're going to say you're brown.
Okay, I'll go with brown, yeah. So brown, you're considered safe and comfortable.
Jesus, yeah. It's like it's...
As well as kind and steady.
Huh.
You prefer to live a simplistic lifestyle. I didn't read this beforehand, but it's with a strong need for safety and security, you're a good and loyal friend and blah, blah,
There's
blah.
There's nothing negative in yours. Not one word.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
No, but it I do agree with it 100% for him.
You are brown.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're just a brown guy.
Just boring beige.
Why do you say it with a negative attitude?
I'm sorry. When we started this, do you remember what your position was?
Yeah, but I'm sure it's fun, but I'm not saying that T-Hack is negative.
But don't you want a little more? When you read this, you sounded disappointed because you're like, well, safe, comfortable.
Yeah.
You want to be, you grew your hair out. You have a beard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it doesn't sound very like take action, man, you know.
You
like,
want to be a badass.
Guy. Kinda, yeah.
Yeah.
If that's okay with you.
Okay, so there are only 8 more colors to go.
Yep.
Now, I'm going to do my color. Erin's going to do her color.
Okay.
Yeah.
And maybe we'll grab a couple colors from text, and then we'll put the whole thing on social media. So if you want us to read your color, text into 303-222-5423. If they're as boring as TX, we won't read yours next.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're talking about colors.
Yeah. What they mean.
What they mean. What mm-hmm. your favorite color means. Here's the weird thing. We were all kind of examining this thing where it's like, since you were 5, do you have a favorite?
Oh, absolutely.
And granted, it's changed. We had to like dig down on him. You have one in your head right now.
Oh, absolutely.
Really?
And I've had it for like years.
But do you...
So much so, do you think Tiak and I should know it?
Yeah.
Ooh, see, that's what I was going to say.
What?
Absolutely.
Mm.
Erin, okay. With
I know
all
yours.
Due respect, well, mine is so obvious, but like you wear some real Technicolor Dreamcoat kind of outfits.
Yeah, so?
No, not so, but then like that to me shows
I just like color in general, color. Not like a specific
yes.
one.
You don't have a color. I think for a long time I would have said red is definitely not, because you have red hair.
Mm-hmm.
Red hair is
I did have like
red.
A big anti-red thing. That switched though. I do wear red now.
And I've even seen you wear orange, which I thought redheads weren't allowed to do that.
I don't wear orange.
I thought you got something orange, don't you?
No.
I thought yeah. you did, because there was one time
was
I was like...
legislation passed. No. We got to call the authorities.
For real, you don't?
Red, yes. Orange, absolutely not. I do not own a single orange thing.
And maybe it was
I've got
red.
My Harry Styles, the patch sweater that has like slabs of orange on it, but that's it. Huh. Nothing solid orange, nothing.
I just remember seeing you wearing something
going... We'll let you
going,
off with a warning this time.
Yeah. She's okay. Bucking the trend somehow. Huh. Okay. Mm.
So do you want us to guess what your
yeah.
favorite color is?
Yeah.
Because I have a guess.
Okay.
And if I get it wrong, I'm going to be very embarrassed. I want to say it's green.
Okay. Slacker, do you want to take a guess?
She smiled so big when you said that.
Did
you?
But it feels a little on the nose. She's Irish. She's got the red hair. It's like, oh, green. It just feels like, do I really know Erin or do
Here's
I?
Here's the problem. If I don't agree with you, and it is green, then I'm going to get the you don't even know me. right?
I think we're both screwed at this point.
But if I guess,
how much do I weigh?
If I guess,
what is your name anyway?
Buck 50, Buck 80, somewhere in the. Not purple. You just said not orange.
Oh, that reminded me though, real quick. Yeah. So TX said that in like growing up, everyone's favorite color was blue. Like that was the cool color.
Yeah. Boys.
The boys.
It was always purple. Like I specifically remember in middle school, it was the cool guys liked purple.
Oh.
Well, because some people texted this, I'm going to go ahead and read purple. It's not purple for you, right?
No, it's not purple.
Because I don't think, does she own anything purple other than her Prince costume?
Maybe some Rocky stuff here and there. Barely, you know, a touch of purple.
Touch of purple.
If purple is your favorite, you value harmony and peace and are generally helpful and sympathetic. Not Aaron, not Aaron, not Aaron, not Aaron.
Rude.
You have a strong attention to detail and are always creating new ideas. You could be in there. You're unique and witty. Although you can be authoritative at times, you're also ambitious and tend to set high goals for yourself. So purple people.
Eaters.
Yep, that's you.
Well, Slacker, we know yours.
You want me to just bang me out?
Yeah. Yours is black.
Yeah.
Black's my car, black's my soul, black's my...
Every article of clothing.
Everything I'm wearing.
Mm-hmm.
You're mysterious and collected.
Who said that?
You're also intelligent and value power and control in your life.
Yep, boss.
There it is. I shouldn't have to wait that long next time, all right? Which gives you independent leadership-minded qualities. You have a knack for entrepreneurship. I don't know if there's an L in there. And can command almost any crowd of people.
That's good.
It's like they're writing my autobiography. I walk through life with confidence and purpose. Not true. often have a sophisticated or elegant sense of style. It's the second paragraph where it really jumps the show.
Yeah.
But then it comes back.
You're considered to be dependable and responsible.
Yeah.
But tend to be reserved when it comes to sharing your personal life with others. Okay, that last sentence.
True. And the one before. I think you're dependable and reliable.
The elegant sense of style, though, is kind of...
This black and gray flannel really screams runway. All right, so Aaron is the last one.
Yep.
And this will be up on all our socials if you want
to... T-Hat guessed my favorite color is green. Slacker, what do you say?
In order for not one of us to be in the doghouse and the other one to not be in the doghouse, I'm jumping in with T-Hack. We're either both going down in flames.
Okay, yeah, I like it.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I don't want to have this dynamic where it's
story,
like...
We're holding hands. Like, let's just...
No.
Fire in the middle of this.
Let's do it. We accept our fate.
What is your favorite color, Aaron?
My favorite color is green.
Yeah! Green represents balance, hope, and peace.
Okay. Why are you laughing?
Green people are usually gentle.
She just screamed at us.
And sincere, as well as down to earth. People whose favorite color is green are very loyal and supportive, making them the best of friends and a legend.
You added the last part.
On Hinge.
Slacker Show.
Alice 105.9.
I think I screwed up today when I got to work. I think I did something.
I'm so glad he's admitting.
What, do you know something he did?
No, but it's just nice to hear.
Oh, that other people?
Yeah.
Do you think anybody screws up as bad as you do?
No.
Okay.
I'm surprised I still have a job.
I was like,
you know what? Never mind. Aaron makes a great point.
I was great. I don't know why I was thinking about, we've just got a lot of major things on the horizon that we're doing as a show.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just thinking about little things, times I've screwed up in my career. And then I was like, that my career here at this radio station spans decades.
Yeah.
And as I was categorizing all my mistakes, I started to build a chart of Aaron's mistakes next to it. And I was like, yikes, this girl has gotten after it. I mean, you have dwarfed my career in the size and scope of mistakes you've made.
Yes, but I also make up for it doing other things, so it's fine.
Oh my God. Sorry. Most of the mistakes Aaron's made, we can't talk about for legal reasons.
Yeah.
But I will say, you've changed the landscape of the way things work around here forever. Anyway, so, under the blanket of Aaron's protection, you now know what, like, yeah. You can make almost any mistake, bro. And you're good.
Yeah. I've made mistakes before. They were like, that's probably Aaron. And I'm like, yeah, you know how she
yeah,
is.
She is. You know how she do.
So today we had snow and the parking lot is just all slush, you know, as the sun comes out, it's just all slushy or whatever. So I'm wearing my boots and I walk into the building and I open the door into our lobby, and it's like a big lobby, the main level of our building. You know, you just see out the other door, and I open the door and I step in and I see the very nice cleaning lady is standing.
Oh my God.
She's standing there in the lobby.
We did the exact same thing today. Keep going. Don't stop.
She's standing there with her mop.
Oh God. This
having just finished mopping the entire lobby, which is a very big, it's like two sides of the building. It's open. It's huge.
Yeah.
And I just know I'm slushy, and it's awkward of like, I gotta get to the elevator. So I was wiping my feet like I normally do, but I feel like I gave it an extra few minutes.
But for perspective, for people don't understand, you described it, but not enough. Like, you can see all the way, like, you enter on one side of the building, but this building isn't that wide. So
it's,
you can
like
see all the way across.
It's like a capital I, where it has like the long, the two thing, and then the middle row connecting it.
Yes.
But you can see all the way through.
And in the day, the sunlight from the other side of the building, like, when I came in, because she had begun her mopping, where she had been, it's like going to an Avs game right after they Zamboni. Because the light is reflecting off of it.
Okay.
And you can see all the like footprints and grossness where she hasn't been.
Oh.
And just the sheer, just you want to go out and score a goal on it, cleanliness. Yeah. And what you're getting at is, when you arrived, she had finished the whole rink.
She had, yeah. She was just, I think, because we go in different sides of the, so the sun is reflecting a different way.
Yes.
So I come in and it's just like, oh, it's all
it's
clean.
Done
and
the
she's
whole
just
way.
She's standing there, kind of leaning on the mop, kind of wiping her brow, like,
and examining.
Man, like, I just worked my butt off to clean this, and then my dumbass walks in, like, well,
do you not like? I aggressively wipe my feet, and then I walk on the side. Like, I
you
go.
There's no side.
You can a little bit.
What are you going to do? Like, hold on? Like
the
climb
floor,
the
floor is lava style.
No, you can't. There's no way. There's no way.
Does it kind
of
look like...
There's furniture you hop on to get.
You're only going
to
get one quarter of the way to the elevators that way.
Yeah. And doesn't it kind of look like I'm avoiding her because she's standing there and
no,
I have
she
to...
knows what you're doing, but it's futile.
Yeah. Or, like, you can always just be like, hi, so sorry. That's what I do. Like,
do you know what I did? Which is almost as dumb as
I'm glad you were in this position, too.
Did you do what? Like, I just... You want to say what you did? Because I know what I did.
I did the wipe, wipe, wipe. I kind of gave the very feeble hand raise, like...
There's one more step. There's one more step. Wait, one more step.
And then kind of the tiptoe.
There you go! The tiptoe! It's the dumbest thing! Like, there's so much dirt on your feet that it's just falling off. Even though you're tiptoeing, you're leaving a bigger footprint because you're like a T-Rex that just came out of the tar pits. You're just like knocking crap everywhere.
Is that what,
100%.
Is that what you did too?
I tiptoed.
Okay.
But she only did half. She had only done like in front of the elevators. So I only did like six steps into her thing, and I did hug the wall. So I hugged the wall, hit one of the buttons.
Mission impossible.
I did. I swear to God.
Down from the ceiling to avoid the floor.
But then as like I'm sitting there, I'm hugging the wall, I hit the button, and then it's like, bing, an elevator door opens, and it's on the other side.
Oh, no.
Oh.
But I did it in one step. I did like one giant
leap
and then shoulder rolled into the elevator.
And she applauded you.
She was like, nice. And then she remopped.
Oh, no. It's just never ending.
So you came after me. So she had already, like, she hates everyone on this floor.
Okay.
So how did it end? Was she just...
She looked like she just didn't want to... She didn't really look at me. She just kind of, like... Just, I'm not impressed by the tiptoeing.
All right, let's head back down there, drop some cash on her.
Okay, yeah.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
We need to talk about eggs. I don't... I like eggs. I don't think about eggs.
Okay.
We're thinking about eggs right now. Do you know how much eggs are?
No idea.
Mm-mm.
Do you know how much they were?
No idea.
Okay. No, I don't.
But there's something about what they were and what they are, right? We all know that there's something.
Yeah,
there's
they're
a
going big up.
Difference. There's a difference, they, yeah.
But like, and I know it's something to do with birds dying or some avian something.
Bird flu or something.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
Get well soon.
But
birds.
Now that I've heard this, I can't stop thinking about eggs. Like I want like eggs want so bad. You know what I mean? As soon as somebody tells you.
Mm-hmm. There's a shortage or.
Yes.
This is rare and elusive, an egg.
It's like what we all did in COVID where like, I don't need any more
we
toilet paper.
We all did
paper.
Not do that. You weirdos did it.
Okay. Let me explain this to you. Did you spend one day wiping your ass with that Target
no.
papyrus paper that they were Sparkle? Peddling on us?
No, yeah. I did not.
That Sparkle's a paper towel. This was like seven generations. It was a weird oh. Target yeah. thing.
I'd rather use a receipt than that.
Dead serious receipt would be softer and make less noise on your butt. There's nothing like you're destroying evidence while you're wiping your butt. You know?
Yeah.
It's not a good feel. Mm-hmm. Like if that happened to you, which it did to me, then when you found Quilted Northern,
the jackpot.
You bought the limit. Then you no. had a wig and a mustache in your car, and you went back in.
Send back east. Are we you struck gold?
You're telling me you didn't do that?
No.
Yes, you did.
No,
absolutely not.
I felt really self-conscious about it during the pandemic because I remember the big signs like limit
one per customer,
you know, and then you'd see some people with three and you'd look at them and you're like,
you son of a,
how dare you? Yeah,
but you know their wife was waiting up front.
Yeah, and I just didn't. I never wanted to look that way.
Who
so
cares? You want to wipe your ass with a receipt? No.
I did.
Do not.
Wanna.
Oh, well, I'm wiping my ass with eggs now.
Yeah, I don't know. I went out to the Bagel Stop Cafe. It's in Parker that we love to go. It's like a breakfast place. Okay. We go all the time, and I get a bacon,
wait,
egg, and
I
cheese.
Wait, I thought you went to the... Oh, crap. Never mind.
That's all right.
What's the name of the place?
No, it's okay.
It's very French. The
huh?
Bakerie that makes the pastoria.
Paris baguette.
That one.
Yeah,
I
Paris
thought you
baguette.
Had your breakfast there. What happened there?
Yeah.
I don't know what
it
happened
turned
there.
Into like,
yeah, Paris baguette has more like the treats, more like the donuts, oh. the sweets and
the
stuff.
The pastries.
There you go.
Pastries?
Yeah.
Patisserie.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Yeah. My bad. So you
okay.
don't get eggs at the patisserie?
I don't know. They have some stuff with eggs, but yeah, but okay. I get a bacon, egg, and cheese, and it didn't cost any more or anything.
How
so,
do you know?
That's a good question. I don't know.
Being
I
that
just
you...
take that receipt and run to the bathroom. I don't know what.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I have a story of one of those semis and it crashes and there's a spill and...
Okay.
Okay. I have a story
I don't even want to tell mine now. I already told mine. So you just go ahead.
Okay. I have a story that I can relate to because I would fight for pizza too.
Fight for pizza?
Yeah, I would. Yes.
Okay.
You
want
to fight.
You're
right.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story is out of Georgia.
Aww.
Come on.
And there was a woman. She entered a Sam's Club store with her two daughters. She ordered a pizza right as they were about to close.
Nice. Okay.
Ready?
The worker
pizza
said, yeah, everyone loves pizza. The worker said,
I'm
sorry.
I don't mean to interrupt, but I don't think Sam's Club is the pizza. Costco's the flex on pizza.
Yeah.
And they've kept their price the same for like centuries. Isn't it like a buck or something?
I think so. It's really
it's
cheap.
A hot dog.
Oh, it's a hot dog.
Both. They have both. And then they also have like, they have the footlong cookies now too.
Okay.
Well, that's at Subway.
No. Well, sure. Whatever. I don't know. They just got cookies.
You know
too.
What? As long as we're just down this rabbit hole, the new Subway dipper thing, whatever that is, looks really good.
I've had them.
Is it good? Because it looks really good.
I've had the footlong cookie, I've had the footlong churro, and I've had the footlong pretzel. Of course.
If it's a foot long, Hack will put it in him.
Yeah. Okay, but back to Costco. They do have warm cookies. That's what it is. Because my brother-in-law got one.
They're not a foot long.
No, they are massive, though.
Okay. Mm.
Okay.
It's well, Subway that does the foot long cookie.
I feel very unwelcome at both Costco and Sam's Club. I'm not a member. So I look from the outside.
All
Everyone's
right.
having fun inside.
Anyway, we're taking the kids for pizza.
Yeah, they were about to close. The worker said, sorry, we're about to close. We don't have time to make your pizza. The mom said, let's go, girls. And they went.
You got
and went back and started fighting the workers.
Oh, no.
Because they wouldn't make the pizza. The daughter, who helped her fight, was also 20 weeks pregnant at the time. So it was kind of...
Nice.
Yeah. Family event. Everyone's fighting. The workers had to break it all up, and the woman was arrested, and the daughter had to be taken to the hospital.
Nice. Did she have the baby?
I don't know. I don't know. It doesn't say. But the mother said, "You want a pizza, me?"
I knew that was going to happen. So cheesy.
Oh my God. I do not want to be on a show with either of you. Any,
you it's like, bad you know, either any way you slice it.
You already heard my story. Big semi crash. That's all that happened. Yep.
Hey.
Semi driving down the road. Crashed.
Ooh.
It was carrying A1.
Like the saw?
Yeah.
The sauce?
Mm. Oh. There's a whole bunch of... That's the wrong button. There's a whole bunch of sauce.
It got in my open cut. It's burning.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of A1 sauce out on the road in North Carolina, by the way.
Okay.
Moments later, a big other semi came and crashed. I'm sorry, where's my... There we go. And it was carrying a bunch of cows.
Oh.
So we're just going to light all the cows on fire.
Marinate them.
Marinate them in A1. I don't have any good puns for this, so I think I'm just going to go home. Is that all right with you guys?
Yeah.
You want a pizza, me?
Yeah.
All right. Mm. Somebody else wrap this up.
Those, we are all the stupid people we can find today.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.